Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And today we are talking about portals and traveling to other dimensions, but first want to welcome everybody that's new and, of course, our returning listeners to the show. Several of you in the queue today want to let you know that we get to your calls at about 15 to 20 minutes after the show begins, so we encourage you to keep your place in line rather than hanging up and calling back, because that will further delay your reading. Everybody in the queue is getting a reading, and we're already losing callers as I make that announcement. So perhaps people can't wait. So if you can, do keep your place in line. Want to let everybody know how to get in touch with us. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked right here under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And you may also reach Neil directly, 562-596-7888, for any inquiries about conversations after the show. That's the way you want to do it. Any email you send will be answered by me and referred back to that phone number. So it's going to just be an extra step that you don't want to do. Extra time. Anyway, portals. We're talking about portals. And Neil, you know, we go on frequent house readings together. And a lot of times in hauntings, when people have a presence in their home, the subject of portals comes up, because sometimes people unknowingly have portals in their home, such as a mirror, for instance, that allows spirits to more easily move between the astral realm and someone's residence, the earth plane astral realm is what I'm saying, and then the, you know, different dimensions in the astral realm. But also, the show, what we're going to be talking about today is ability as human beings to actually access these portals and travel to other dimensions ourselves, correct?
Yeah. Well, in a limited time, and well, first of all, let's basically define a portal as sort of a two-way interdimensional door that can lead into several different states. The astral world.
Arkansas. New York.
States of existence, meaning alternative states of existence, which includes the astral world, the intercellular stellar space, parallel universes, this kind of thing. It can also be a doorway into past lives, the future, things like that. Now, the energy level of assuming that we're going to accept the fact that there are these portals, And when you're not talking about the portals in space that UFOs travel through and things like that, we're talking about the portals around us where we as individuals can travel into. A lot of it has to do with a sense of the vibrational field of a human being, just opposed to the vibrational field of where a portal is. When I walk into an area, I can see a portal through my third eye, as though I were looking, like I was walking on the street and I was looking at it and I saw a tunnel. Portals will appear like almost like a tubular thing, and it's just sitting right there like a wormhole almost, and that's a portal. they don't always have to be circular. They can be square, rectangular.
Right. And I saw something on the ceiling the other day. It was during the day, and it was a blue box, and it was there was a box within it, and then light blue in the center. And I thought it was a portal because I've seen portals also with my third eye appear on the doorway.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was a spirit. So, I mean, I don't have the skill to differentiate between what I'm seeing. And I thought, that's a portal. But you said no.
Well, I said no because it was a spirit in within the interior of a portal.
Ah, so it was a portal.
Yeah, it was a portal, but it was a spirit appearing at the entrance of
the portal. It was spirit and portal together.
It's almost like the pupil in an eye.
Right, and there were two colors. I mean, there were two distinct colors in this. So, I mean, the difference of energy fields, maybe that was differentiated in the colors that I saw, the spirit in the portal.
A portal does occur. It looks at, it has a more vivid color than the surrounding areas. And for the most part, we see portals with our third eye. And our third eye doesn't have to be totally activated to see it. Our third eye is always sort of humming and on. And so it's just a degree as to how powerful our third eye is in terms of what we actually see. But since the third eye is our soul, it's not always entirely shut down. So we don't have to consciously be aware of our third eye at any given time. It operates on its own more or less, and we can see these things. Of course, we can enhance the intensity of our third eye by certain exercises and things. But when the third eye starts to open, sometimes the environment itself starts to become blurry because the third eye is starting to adjust itself to the other dimensions. And then thereby we can see these portals. But when we stumble upon a energy vortex or a portal, whether it's in a house or it's in some sort of interdimensional space, it could be anywhere, in a store, it could be outside. We work on these things in terms of, two, the vibrational frequency. And we're talking about topics that might be connected to like four-dimensional vibration frequencies and three-dimensional vibration frequencies, or within the physical plane and the astral plane. Now, that might be more technical than most of us can handle, but it's an energy field. First, it's an energy field. When I enter, if you've ever been in a room and you feel a direct difference in temperature and you can't really locate why, there's no draft, there's no reason for it, but that's an energy field sometimes. Yes, air currents can be variable, and the temperatures can be variable within a room, more or less
due to environmental influences, but you're saying that there can be additional factors that play into an environmental change, which would be spirit presence or...
Because we're not talking about temperature, we're talking about an area of mass energy and a high concentration. And when you get into those energies and you start to feel a magnetic pull, and I equate sometimes a magnetic pull with a spiritual pull, then I know we're not talking about a temperature change in terms of physical variables. We're talking about an energy change. And now this gets more into the energy field of a portal. And portals can be positive or negative. You know, we can, in our life, you know, we can look at any physical space and feel at times, gee, that's something safe to go into or something not safe to go into.
What about things, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No.
Well, I was going to ask about things like mirrors that are portals or
certain. They can be.
So those are, rather than something that we're seeing in our third eye that can be traveled through, the physical objects, can those be utilized by
absolutely.
As well?
Absolutely. Vortexes, portals, they tend to exist where there are strong concentrations of gravitational
energy.
Pockets.
Pockets. And you can use, like, sometimes a pattern will create a portal, too. Like, if there's patterns on fabric.
It can. I mean, it can. When you're in an area where the anomaly of the area can more or less bend light and cause a certain amount of distortion in the energy field itself, we're getting close to the idea of where portals exist. And so you have to kind of be able to know, it's a little bit scientific, because you got to be able to at least feel on that level, energy level, the nature of the energy flow, whether it's upward, whether it's positive, whether it's, for sake of just vocabulary, downward, negative. You kind of get a feel for things. Sometimes a negative, the energy at the entrance of a portal can seem very ominous, because if we go into a tunnel, it's dark, and that darkness can be misleading, just because it's dark. There's cobwebs at the entrance of any at any visible tunnel. Doesn't mean that it's going to be terrible inside. There may be treasures within inside. You have to kind of gauge the energy. But these portals now, if we can also enter them, not by way of our physical body, but by way of our third eye, which means our astral body can enter a portal and thereby leave our physical body behind through the silver cord. And we can move into these energy fields and then begin to understand the energy within it, the female, male energy, the yin, the yang, all that kind of thing can be composed in these portals. The portals are also exciting because they can take us into other dimensions, where we can go into the astral world itself.
Yeah.
Or we can go into the past. Or, by golly, we can go into the future and see the future. A lot of our visionaries do that, even writers.
So maybe, Neil, because we've got so many callers today, maybe we can discuss how to begin traveling into the astral dimensions.
Absolutely.
That we want to reach through these portals. At
Absolutely.
That point,
we're
is that okay?
Touching on the topic.
We're touching on
it
today,
yeah.
So it's to be continued. It's to be continued, but we will be continuing, like I said, on Monday. All right. So everybody's getting a reading, so please do hold your place, because people have been coming and going. So when you stay in line, 845. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lucy. How are you? Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Lucy. Lucy, where are you calling from? And we would like your birth date too, please.
Okay, my birth is October 16, 1962.
1962?
Yes, 62. 10-16-62.
10-16-62. I had it 15. Okay. And your location?
I live in Middletown, New York, upstate New York.
Oh, okay. Nice area. I bet it's very beautiful there.
Yes.
Lucy, what's your question?
Okay,
you know, you're cutting in and out, too. If you could stay right on your receiver, that would be great.
Okay, now I am fine?
Yeah, you're
okay.
Good.
Okay, I just would like to know... oh, my goodness. I got so many questions. I would like to know about my life, my point of view, what I should be doing. I work for a company, a corporation. I do also have been studying healing for a while and prayer. Then, and I would like to move to the West Coast or somewhere else. And sometimes I say, well, I'm fine over here. I had a beautiful life, a wonderful position in a company for a long time, like 18 years. But I don't know if me being comfy where I am, or I should just leave the things as they are.
Well, let me ask you something, Lucy. In this lifetime, have you been divorced?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you have two children?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I'm picking up so far. Probably as a means to just connect to you with some sense of validation. Again, we're working with vibration, energy, guide, spirits, whatever. And so there's that element there. I have you've been at your job for 18 years. You had a huge change at the age of 26. So if we go rapidly back in time to when you were 26 years old, 60, 70, 82, 1988.
Yes.
Was that a, did you have a child then? Did you get married then? What was going on?
I have the great idea of getting married with this guy. And they might. The one that was my husband for 13 years, even though he was like, he wanted me to live with him. And then because I come from a traditional family, I went to live with him, but in matters of months, I told him, I cannot live with you if we don't get married, the old fashioned. But that was my big, huge mess up. Then we got married, I got pregnant, but then it looked, since the beginning, it was the sense that he never really wanted to get married or had any a really serious relationship. And then my kids were my kids, and the family was my family, never his. Their business was mine. I took care of the business. I built a business in which I involved him like a main artist. After all, he left me for a young woman.
Lucy, let me go yes. for it, because I have to picture and we have to keep the readings brief.
Okay, sure.
Your master number is 8, and it was at a cutoff. You had a karma of 26. You're now 53, so that means you've gone through a whole cycle again at 26 when you turned 52. So that means that you're itching for a change. You're eager for a change now. And yes, you could move to the West Coast. That would probably require some form of preparation. I would say psychic preparation, because you have to understand where you're going to move to, what the energy is going to be, what you're letting go of. You know, you've been working for 18 years at this corporation. And that's a little bit over two cycles of your master number, which is would be 16 years. So you're kind of in a zone where a change could be considered. Yes. Do you have to move? That's the question. Does destiny, does karma, does transcendence compel you to move? No. I believe you're probably in a position where you can make a choice according to your free will. It's just how you're going to measure the happiness of whatever choice you make. The happiness of where you stay, as opposed to the happiness of what would happen if you move beyond this. And you're 53, so you're still working, and you need to work, I would imagine. So right now, I can't go into the fine details as to suggest to you what's going to be the best, but I can tell you that you're at a point, it karmically or transcendently, if you will, you're at a point where you are able to make a free choice decision. Either decision probably brings with it some sense of happiness and equilibrium, balance, but there could be something exciting about leaving and moving, but at the same time, I wouldn't want to be too hasty there because of the stability you've established where you are now and you have firm roots there. So,
yes.
But it's intriguing nonetheless, Lucy, and it's worthy of probably a more in-depth reading, or just you take this and you appreciate whatever I had was able to have time to share with you and move along that line. But right now I would say, if you really want to play a safe, stay where you're at. If you're just content to play safe, stay where you're at. If you're looking for some sense of adventure and difference, obviously, moving is going to bring that on, but there might be something more intriguing in that factor. But you're at an advantage of that either possibility still holds happiness for you.
Yes, yes. I feel like I have to be very grateful with all the, even though people think that I am a millionaire, I am not, but in my heart, I feel like a millionaire. That is the important fact.
Yeah.
I live a simple life, and then many people think that I have, that I'm wealthy, but then I feel wealthy inside. It's like a simple life, a healthy life, exercising, doing my prayers.
You're very happy and content with the life you've got, so there's no problem. I don't see any psychic reason for you to have to move. Now we're getting into the element of how you want to pioneer your life forward, if you want to take a bold move. But I would say just don't pack up and leave. You would have to do it with some sense of preparation.
Okay.
The only thing that Tico miss my husband all the time is poking on my life in one way or the other with my teenagers, my son and my daughter. Like they can hear, then he's like, they want then on his tray. Then he's like, well, if I'm not here, he doesn't have that ability of being in their life just because they happen to be here, but he never cares about them.
Well, it's that's a human element problem, and that's a difficult one to work out, but probably more than this show can
accommodate. And you're always welcome to show again, Lucy, or you can call Neil directly, 562-596-7818. But yeah, we do have to move on to other callers. Appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Lucy can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, as well as contact Neil directly, 562-596-7818. What? Were you going to say something? Okay. All righty. Let's move on to the next caller. 336, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sharman Henderson.
Just your first name, please. And it's hard to hear you.
Sharman.
Sharman?
Sharman.
Sharman. Can you spell that, please?
S-H-E-R-M-A-N.
Oh, Sherman. Okay, hi.
Oh, Sherman.
Yeah,
okay.
We're just having a hard time hearing you. What's your birth date and location, please?
August 28th, 1978.
Okay, and your question?
Salem.
In Salem?
This is my first time. I was just wanting to get a general reading.
Sure. And you're calling from Massachusetts? That's Salem, Massachusetts?
No, from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
North Carolina. Sorry. 8, 9, 10, 18, 28, and 15. 43?
She's, 43.
37
years old. Wow, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Sherman, what... The first thing I'm getting, it might be as a hobby or something, but I'm getting a lot of musical instruments around you. Are you a musician of any sort?
Yes. Yeah, I do music. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Okay, we got to amp it up a little bit so I can hear you clearly.
So he says yes,
okay.
He's a musician.
Yes, I do music. I record... I rap, on lyrics, and, you know, I do
Well, you're the vibration I'm getting from you, Sherman, is that's it. That's the essence of what I'm getting from you, which to tell you the truth, if we don't go any further, that's validating what you're doing. I'm getting it from the energy of your soul. I think you're here to do, with your soul. Your soul is involved in music, meaning that when you made a contract to come back to the earth, of course, there's karma involved. Music was in your soul. Music was what you're supposed to do. Music is your expression. And I'm getting that you come with a lot of ancestors of music, meaning that this isn't the first lifetime you've been involved in music. I think you were originally involved in the in another lifetime with the blues, and I think that you were involved in like the honky tonk bars and things like that of the past. I think you went through an era where you even had a lifetime with ragtime. So it doesn't mean that it has to be according to a color or a nationality or an ancestry. I just think you've been involved in these energies. A lot of rap comes from tribal music, the beat, the attitude, the energy, because a lot of rap music is tribal consciousness and the attitude of existence. So you come from that realm, Sherman, and I just want to, you know, you asked for a reading, a general reading, and I'm validating for you the general expression of your presence on the earth. And that's what I'm getting about you.
Okay. 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 Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah. So we're in agreement. Yeah. So, you know, continue to, you know, you're 37. Your journey is going to take you to the age of 43, where you'll have a big change in life. And you've got, you know, approximately 6 years done. Keep writing, keep doing music, do everything you can. That would be my emphasis for you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right. Sherman, take care. Thanks for finding our show.
All right, thank you.
Take care. 562-596-7818. All right, Neil's number. Hope everybody does follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and sends a friend request or likes Neil Baker Psychic on Facebook. There are two Facebook accounts, and one can be found via the other. So let's take our next caller. It is another 336 caller. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
This is Tiffany. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi. Tiffany, what's your birthday?
Call today. Birthday is 4/13/1982.
82. And yeah, it's the same area code actually. So yeah. And interesting. She has his, this is weird. She's got his karmic number in her month and fire number, 4/3.
Yeah.
7/8/18. 28101. What's your question, Tiffany?
Well, I had a career question. I'm like, what could you guys pick up as far as my career is concerned?
Okay. Career. She is.
Well, I don't know. You know, on one thing, I see you writing. It's like you're writing policies. Now, that might be symbolic, but it's like you're writing policies. I don't quite know yet how to gauge that. Have you ever, in your whole work history, I don't care how small it was or insignificant, but did you ever work ever at any time in cosmetics, retail, fashion, clothes, at any point in your life?
No matter how small, right? Yeah, I have.
No matter how small.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I want to hear, just a simple yes or no. Okay, now, have you ever been now moving forward in time, Tiffany, have you ever been involved in a job where policies were part of the work situation?
Policies, part of the work situation. Every job yes, I have.
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever known anyone other than yourself, of course, that ever worked in any other policy process job like insurance, anyone, an acquaintance, a family?
No one.
No
one. Worked in insurance. No one.
No one ever did that. Okay. Now, are you yourself involved in any personal level of changing your insurance or going for health insurance or life? Anything with insurance?
I haven't. I've put in some resumes and got a lot of responses from insurance companies.
Ah,
and this
from
is
insurance companies.
She put in resumes and got responses from insurance companies. So she was applying. You were applying for insurance jobs.
I have
correct?
Been applying because the job I've been on for 13 years.
Uh huh.
What job are you doing now?
Nursing. I do nursing.
Yeah. Well, and nursing does have policies. So, and you've been applying to insurance companies?
I just really wanted a career change, and I've been applying, just sending my resume out, and I've been getting a lot of responses back from insurance companies.
Yeah, that's where I think you're heading.
Interesting.
See, I'm getting that, Tiffany. And now I could be getting it because I'm just correctly reading your current vibration. But I'm going to I think I want to take it a step or two further and say that there's maybe some chance in you working for an insurance company, considering that you want a career change and you've been doing nursing for 13 years.
Okay.
And that's quite a while, especially if we consider that you were 20 years old when you started nursing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think that as we're looking at this reading, I'm picking up insurance. You're applying to companies, so I'm getting that vibration at least. Let's go to second base. There's a possibility that's where you may be heading next. But I would at least aim for that direction. And from there, you can't go wrong. Something will come in. Maybe insurance itself.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing your gift. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Tiffany. Thank you for your call. And Tiffany can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. We do encourage her to do so. I'm really plugging that today a lot. Sometimes I forget to invite people to follow us. But today I'm remembering. Maybe
John
Denver
never forgot. But who wants to follow him where he went?
That's right. No.
He's saying follow me.
Follow
where
me
I
where I go, what I do, what I know. Blah, 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 blah. I could probably do the whole song right now for you, but not today. Okay. Yeah, don't follow him onto an airplane. Okay, 862 is our next caller. And everybody in the queue, please keep your place in line because you're going to be getting a reading. We've got a lot of callers here, but we're going to get to each one of you today. Okay. Hi, 862. Who's this?
This is Jackie.
Oh, hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Your birth date again. Yeah, it's Q-U-I. What's your birth date?
Q-U-E-L-I-N-E.
Oh, Jacqueline. But it's Jackie for short, right?
J-A-Q-U-E.
Right. Okay, Jackie. Sorry. Your birth date again, Jackie?
1/5/1965.
Okay, and your question. She's like an 8, I believe. She was a high number, master number.
Question is about work and family balance.
Okay, specifically.
I'm trying to change what's going on, and I'm looking to do something new. I'm just not sure what I should do.
All right. And the last time you called, there was some question about someone who'd approached you, I'm remembering, right? And you were wondering about his authenticity, if he was like a scammer or not. Is that, am I remembering correctly?
I'm still in the same situation that I was before.
Okay, so you're still questioning whether he's authentic or not.
It depends who's he, because there's many people that have, and it's usually males, and no. I don't see positive outcomes.
All right.
Yeah, you got to be careful, Jackie, with the male energies, because you have an 11 in your number via 65, and that comes in with some challenges in relationship departments for you, at least. And you're 50 years old now, so we got to be careful because, I mean, two things you don't want to be taken advantage of, and that is your sexuality and your financial situation. And you don't particularly want to be around anyone who has issues with women, where they use women for their own assorted purposes.
That's like my boss.
I'm sorry?
That's my boss, and he knows I don't like it, but he keeps trying to do it.
And she knows... Can you hear her?
No. What?
That's her boss, and the boss knows that she doesn't like it, but he persists in doing so.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, I mean, if you're in a situation like that, Jackie, and your self-esteem can't handle it, and you're not really comfortable with it, and you can't activate a change within the structure, move. You know, life is short. Unless there's some kind of karmic reason why you need to be there, I don't feel that your current position in your life right now commands that you stay locked in what you're in if you're not happy. So,
right, that's why I'm trying to find. I'm at that point because based on your conversations of the show earlier, like each time that I even go into place, I know that I'm dealing with other stuff from another dimension. You know, I have to constantly ground myself. If not, I'm like in a whirlwind when I'm there. and you're not being pulled in too many directions while other people are just standing still. And I think they're taking advantage of it. They have taken advantage of it.
Yeah.
In more ways than
probably
one.
Probably where you're at right now, Jackie, is probably not the healthiest space. So I would suggest you seriously consider looking at your fears, looking at your concerns, overwhelming them with courage, and possibly making a bold move to get out of your current situation and start to systematically apply your consciousness towards moving and getting into something healthier. That's my initial take on your situation, is to move and move into something new and not let fear stop you or stagnation hold you down.
Okay.
That's, I'm already there. I'm just trying to figure out the next step. I don't know if it's healthcare. I don't know if it's a public thing or a private thing. I just know that I have a million and one different things.
Well, I get a vibration. Yeah. Okay. Lastly, I get a strong vibration, more, I get like a 33.3 vibration at least around healthcare. So start to move into that area. I think that might be a good stone to step on. And that's where I would start to approach your vision right now. Go there first and investigate healthcare in an area and locale that would, you know, be suitable to you.
Okay. All right, Jackie.
Okay.
Hopefully that's helpful to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. 225 is next. Good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Neil and Kristen. How are you? My name is Ruben Garza, and I'm sorry, Ruben. I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And my birthday is July 28th, 1966.
Thank you for having that all ready for us. What's your question?
Well, career, mainly about guidance for career. Yeah.
What did I do wrong here? 8, 9, 10,
career.
27.
You're 37, 10, 1.
No. 7, 28, 66.
That's correct.
Oh, 7?
Yeah.
Oh, 7.
He's a 39-12-3.
I got it wrong.
That's okay. Sometimes it's hard for us to hear. And you're asking about career, Ruben?
Yes, mostly about the finances, career, job. Right. Yes.
Career finances. You know, Ruben, I'm going to ask this question. So if you say yes or no, I'll still work with either vibration. But did you ever in your life work in a bank?
Briefly, yes.
Yes.
That's
the
all
answer
I need
is yes.
So briefly you worked in a bank, because that's the vibration I'm getting. And so I'm going to pull that in. And now, was there ever an ancestor that worked at something you were interested in, like a grandfather or an uncle, that worked in an area that held your interest?
Honestly, I don't remember. I think we've talked before. I'm not sure. I'm the person that fell into a coma and woke up and had near-death experience and just started realizing who I am. So I'm a lot like y'all in some ways. And I have not pieced that puzzle together. I do know who they are. I do know where they are, but I do not have memories now of them.
Oh, you know? Well, okay, and how old are you right now?
I'm 49.
Yeah, there's some, you know, when I get around you, I get this strong investigative energy. I know you just worked briefly at a bank, so the answer would be yes, briefly. And from there, I'm trying to make a leap forward. And, you know, with you, you know, I'm starting to get a feel like this is a more in-depth reading than what I'm going to be able to give you on the show today. But
sure.
But I want to ask you something else. Did you know anyone who was like to run relay running for a pastime? Any runners?
Not that I know of. No, not right off.
Okay. Have you yourself ever had an injury a broken leg, a broken arm?
I did have, there was a point where I was in a wheelchair and unable to walk, but now I'm walking.
Wow.
Now I'm,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not running per se, but I can certainly walk.
Yeah. Well, you were in a wheelchair, so that's where I'm getting it from. And the running I'm pulling in from a past life. The wheelchair and the broken stuff I'm getting in this lifetime. So you're in a situation, Ruben, where I couldn't be absolutely responsible for giving you a quick read. I'm getting validations, which means that there's some connective energy between us in terms of a reading. But for me to give you a sound advice, you have a complexity that involves past life energies.
I believe that I'm a walk-in now because of what happened. So that may be a lot of confusion as to, I understand exactly what you're saying. Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Oh, sorry. There.
Can you hear us now?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Okay. Was it that you last said briefly?
Oh, that I believe because of my situation that I'm a walk-in. And so
you believe
the walk-in,
that you're a walk-in?
Yes. I honestly believe that because there is no way I could know the things I know now and not, you know, being able to do something very different and the whole so that makes sense to a degree. I do know there are some characteristics that I want to run from. Like right now, I want to run away from this stuff. So I understand what you're saying, and I can't. So I'm just wondering what kind of direction what you might have.
A radio show, Ruben, 5 minutes on a radio show won't complete your question. It's a more convoluted answer. It's, the answer is a little bit more convoluted than just a direct answer. There's many things to take into account. You should probably go, I would advise you to go into some sense of interior writing so that you can maybe connect via yourself by way of writing and like a diary type thing and trying to connect that way. That might enhance some of your abilities if you don't employ someone to help you through this journey to give you some more added insight.
The writing makes total sense. That's what I would love to do. That's why I said that. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right, Ruben.
Thank
you
all so much. Okay.
Thank you again. All right.
Thank you.
562-596-7818. And Ruben, of course, can join us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and Twitter. All righty. 443 is our next, then 314, then 515. Those are our remaining callers. 443. I unmuted the wrong caller. I unmuted Ruben again. 443. Sorry, these calls get jumbled. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Kathy with a C or a K?
K-A-T-H-I-E.
Oh, okay. And your birth date and location, Kathy?
12/13/1953, and I'm in Maryland.
Okay. Welcome. What's
Thank
your question?
You. What will I be doing when I retire?
What will you be doing when you retire?
Well, you'll be eating and sleeping.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Maybe go to a movie here and there. No. You know what I'm getting around you, Kathy? I don't know. You know, this is just the first foot. That's all. Just there's many feet in life. We go forward. But there's something to do. I don't know. First of all, there's something to do with cooking, cookbook. I don't know what it there. Okay, so first of all, where do cooking, cookbooks, innovative recipes, where has that been throughout your life?
I like to cook. I have a lot of cookbooks, and I sometimes wing it when I cook.
You wing it?
Yeah. Like I make up things when I cook.
Yeah. Oh, she's creative.
Creative, yeah. Well, okay. I mean, a lot of human beings, women included, of course, are into cooking. A lot of men are into cooking. So that's not the best psychic note I can give you, but it's a start. because there seems to be something in that zone. Now, have you ever known, Kathy, anyone, acquaintance, anyone who had a real estate license?
A friend of a friend.
That's someone.
Yep.
That's
okay.
Someone.
And have you ever yourself, are you the kind of person that's interested in real, I mean, do you like to go to homes and look at them, and you're like, if you were just to have a free Saturday, would you go to open houses just to look at them and be interested in that kind of thing, or would it be beyond your interest?
Beyond my interest.
Beyond your interest. So this friend of a friend who's into real estate, the friend itself is what I'm going to connect to. Is this friend divorced?
No.
And have you gone through any divorce yourself?
No.
I don't know, Kathy. The only thing that I'm right now moving on in terms of this attitude of what are you going to do when you retire, the only thing that I'm connecting to right now is cooking. It seems that when I venture out of that, I go into a realm of darkness. So there's something to do with cooking. I'm not sure what that is yet. Would you like to do anything with an innovative cookbook or a cookbook theme or anything like that?
No, I was thinking more on my spiritual journey.
Jackie?
Kathy.
Oh, Kathy?
Yeah.
Are you there, Kathy?
I was talking more of my spiritual journey.
Oh, she's talking about more of a spiritual journey.
Oh, you want more of a spiritual journey energy?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said what you're going to do when you retire.
There
is something in terms of that, because there is an energy then that I'm looking at that has to do with a certain location that you might be connecting to. I think that has to do with the earth and food. So there is something about a traveling that I'm getting.
Okay.
Now let me ask you something. Have you ever been to New Mexico?
No, but I want to go.
Okay, now I'm on track. Now I'm on the train here. You're going, when you retire, you're going to New Mexico.
To visit?
When you retire, you're going to New Mexico. She says, can you repeat
that?
No,
is that to visit? To go for a visit?
I can't hear her at all.
Just to visit? No, you're going to New Mexico on a spiritual quest.
Okay.
New Mexico is where it's going to be a destination for you, because I do believe that there's some kind of spiritual connection between you and New Mexico, and in a past life, it had to do with food. It had to do with crops. So there's something to do with crops, food, past life, New Mexico, and this lifetime, you're going to be moving to New Mexico. You're going to be visiting New Mexico. There's going to be some kind of spiritual energy there. I do believe you had once had a residency in New Mexico.
Like
that's where the real estate comes
in. A past life?
Okay.
Yeah. Now suddenly we can hear her perfectly. It's so weird. Gosh, you just
now
came through
just
loud and clear.
New Mexico. Keep that in mind. And the attitudes of this reading that you weren't connecting to initially, that has to do with your lifetime that you had in New Mexico at one point in your existence prior to this one.
Probably way back when. Like, was I an Indian?
At one point, that was with the food. That was with the food and the energy. You were very spiritually minded with the food in New Mexico growing. But then you had another lifetime there where you had a residency in New Mexico. So actually going back and visiting it this time would be the third time you will have been there in terms of your soul journey.
Okay, Kathy.
Wow.
Thank you so much. All right, 314, good morning or afternoon.
Good afternoon, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. My name is Kevin, and my birthday is 4/20/64, and I'm calling from the St. Louis area.
Okay, St. Louis, all righty. 26/8, what's your question, Kevin?
Yes, I just kind of know what do you kind of see as far as maybe relationships or something. I was just kind of wondering.
Well, Kevin, I'm going backward. I'm seeing two broken relationships of a serious nature thus far.
Is that the 2-0?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Zero, interestingly
enough. Oh, yeah, I did. I was feeling
No, I know you were feeling it at vibration, but I was looking at the number.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there it is.
So, two so far. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now, you're going to be 51 and 26, so that's 52. So, in April, somewhere between April of 2016... and April of 2017, you enter your third serious relationship, and that's going to be quite intense.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't know, were you, in the last 5 years, did you have to have anything with your eyesight, glasses, any correctional lens thing?
Yes, I wear glasses. One of my pupils is a little bit flat, so I have to wear glasses for the correction.
So that's an abnormal, and that's an abnormal eye thing, not common. It's not like just nearsighted or farsighted, but you have a flat pupil. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any flat tires? no, just flat
pupils. Isn't he funny?
okay, but this is good news. You know, we have two intense relationships that are broken up and a flat pupil. But from there, I'm going to go to a positive end because those are validations for me, Kevin. And now I'm saying that this third relationship is going to be quite exciting. There'll be, you know, heartthrob and excitement in the air, romance. So that's what you're coming up to. Now, where that goes, I can't get into that right now. The front door is excitement, a relationship coming during your age of 52. That's what we've got coming up because you asked about relationship. And that's what I'm getting right now. The increasing details would have to be further analyzed, you know, but not on a radio show today, but that's at least the front door.
Okay.
All right, Kevin. We thank you for your call.
All right, thank you.
Okay, and we've got one more caller. 515. Hi there.
Hi, this is Jen from Iowa.
Hmm? Jennifer, 8576. What's your question, yes. Jennifer?
Any developments in the relationship? Area?
Any developments in the relationship? I don't know. You tell us if there are any developments in the relationship.
I mean, anything up and coming, I guess.
Okay. So yeah. Nothing's transpired thus far. She's 13, 23, 36.9. Why do we have, 36.9. I have that written down.
What's your question?
About relationship. Anything coming up?
You want to know if there's anything coming up, Jennifer?
I have that wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. There's something coming up. Not that this isn't the sexual part of it, but there's something coming up with two animals.
Okay.
So does she have a pet?
Do you have any animals yourself?
No.
Okay. Do you like animals?
I do. But I'm allergic.
Well, you're allergic to animals. Okay. That's going to be a little problem because I've seen somebody coming into your life with two small dogs.
Okay.
They have two small dogs. Have you known anybody throughout your life that had two dogs at one time?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Well, this person has two dogs. But the problem you're going to have is that this person's going to be attracted to you. They have dogs. You're allergic to dogs, apparently. And they have two dogs. They're small dogs. But I'm seeing that this person is supposed to come into your life according to karma. And there's something, I don't know, how far are you away from an area where there would be boats?
We have lakes around pretty close to have boats.
Okay. Well, this person is near those lakes right now, and there may be a boat included. You're asking me about relationships, and I'm giving you my psychic impressions that that may be a little bit ill-formed, but they're still they might have room for correction. But I'm seeing a guy, two dogs, a boat, so I'm getting that so far. Have you ever known personally anyone who was a doctor? Any personal connections to any doctors?
I have a few in my family.
A few in her family.
Okay, a few in your family. So I'm moving along with this attitude of psychic vision, and I'm collecting my assorted validations. So this person, too, may have some kind of acquaintance or family member who are also doctors. And that might be, I think the person you're going to meet is somebody from a past life. You're bound now to meet again with them and maybe creatively see if it's going to work. The requirement, though, is that you have a connection to this person. It's past life. The universe is saying you two are going to meet again now. And from there, it will be creative. Whatever goes. I don't see anything terrible happening, whether you accept the person or not. It's just that there's a requirement. I also see you taking a test. You have a license coming up. Is your car license expiring, your automobile license, anything license-wise?
No, but I'm scheduled to take some work-related tests in the beginning of the year.
For
certification.
Work-related tests at the beginning of the year for certification.
Yeah, that's what I see coming up. So that's my other last validation for this premise of relationship. What's the license for?
It's more for certification and what I do.
Which is?
Records management.
Records management?
Oh.
Is that what you said? Records management?
Yes.
And I actually said the word license. So that's a validation for another sound validation for the relationship that we're discussing.
Okay.
All right, Jennifer. Well, thanks for your call. Let us know how it progresses.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, Neil, we are done for the day. We are out of time, but we are back on there on Monday. We're going to be continuing our conversation on portals, how we can access those portals to travel to different dimensions, and take your calls for readings. So please do join us then, everyone. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.